Tonight, two newly released pieces of alleged U.S. military footage are sparking a lot of fresh questions about unidentified objects in the sky. So the videos were said to be obtained from military archives and released to the public by investigative journalists Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp. They say both recordings show government-filmed objects that were officially designated as UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena, and they weren't meant to be seen by the public. Now, both videos were recorded by MQ-9 Reaper drones, and both show objects making movements that Corbell says defy basic physics. The first video dates back to August of 2012. It's recorded over the Persian Gulf using infrared sensors. It shows three objects moving in what appears to be a triangular formation, and at one point, one of the objects falls back. Then it suddenly accelerates forward again, kind of like in a slingshot motion to rejoin the other two. Weird. The second video, more recent, 2021, recorded during a U.S. drone mission over southern Syria. And in this footage, you have a single object that's tracked by a weapons-grade targeting system. Now, it moves steadily at first, then suddenly changes direction. It accelerates out of frame at what analysts describe as extreme speed. There's no visible propulsion. News Nation has not independently verified the authenticity of these videos. The Pentagon has not confirmed them or even commented. But what are we actually seeing in these videos? Nick Pope's here, investigated UAPs for the UK Ministry of Defense. Nick, good to see you. These are the real deal?
Yes, I think so. Jeremy and George, the journalists concerned, have a proven track record of getting authentic Pentagon footage into the public domain. And when you see these sorts of things just move in a straight line at a constant speed, sure, you can say balloons, birds. But as you said in your intro, the Pentagon itself put this into the UAP category, unidentified anomalous phenomena. And that's what we're looking at.
Okay, let me ask you the million-dollar question. Is this a piece of technology, advanced technology? I mean, we're talking about 2012, we're talking about 2021. Or is this something else? Is this from outer, extraterrestrial?
As much as I'd love to believe that it was extraterrestrial, Occam's razor states that the simplest and most likely explanation is usually the correct one. These were Middle East videos in one of the most crowded areas of sky when it comes to cutting-edge aerospace technology, aircraft, drones. The United States has a lot there because the U.S. is there. China and Russia are probably there spying on them. Iran is there, too. So my best estimate has got to be this.